Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your girl Shantae Randolph, here live in Atlanta, Georgia. So thankful. Thank you for tuning in. You know, today's topic, I have to tell you, is yesterday's people are not today's people. Yesterday's people, yep. Yesterday's people, that means 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. Yesterday's people are not today's people. There's a morality issue going on in America. And when you have a morality issue and morale declines and standard declines, it starts to affect all of us in a major way. You know, even your money, house standards, you know. So what happened in America? You know, what happened? So when I do my research and I go back in time, I remember that a secular force destroyed any rendering philosophy or morale in the public school system. So many teachers now are ordered not to make a valuable judgment or correction when it comes to standards. You know, they were informed that they could not do these things. See, used to, you know, when you had a problem, they would not only call the parent, but the teacher had permission to bring about correction. So now that no longer exists, and the child receives little, if none, if any, a moral guidance in the classroom. And see, in the classroom, your child is spent a lot of time in the classroom away from the parent, so he's not getting the proper correction or the proper teaching and the proper training. So that's number one. Second, the rise of single parent homes. So while I was a single parent growing up, I still lived at home until I was like 15, and we still had discipline and training, and you know, you had your grandfathers, your aunties, and your uncles all involved. So when one person did something, if you did something, everybody had something to say about it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, that almost is come down to an extinct. Yeah, we have some old generation teaching raisings where the whole family is involved, but you know, that is slowly coming to an end, you know. And then not only that, the major corporations now, oh my God, it's so much involved in trafficking sex and violence and, you know, on TV like never before seen in this country. America spend over $10 billion a year, you know, in these types of behaviors, violence in the video games. Parents don't even have an idea of what they see and what these video games are training these kids in violence. Okay, and they gross $1 billion in corporations. And not only that, let's not forget the peer pressure from immoral behaviors that's in their communities, or you know, where they want to feel accepted or cool, you know. And so, you know, our kids, not only that, nowadays don't have a real belief system because there's so much going on in the church. And there's a code of silence about bad behavior, you know, and so it's affecting the morale and the standard in the United States of America. So, you know, the crime rate is high. Why? Oh, they robbing, they stealing. There's a whole lot of things going on out there. Why? Because parents are not bringing, they're not making it their jobs and duties to bring correction to their children or to their friends. You know, be careful of who your children are hanging out with and what they're doing. You know, there's a scripture that says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he may veer from it, okay? But when he is old, he will, you know, he will keep to that. So, but the morale is changing so much because of the tone in this country. And you know, there's not an outcry about it. Nobody's talking about, you know, what we should do to fix the morale and the standard in our homes. Well, first of all, the parent is stressed out, one, because they got to work two and three jobs to keep up with inflation, right? But that's still no excuse not to train your children, because, you know, grandma had an old saying back then that, you know, when you lie, you steal, and when you steal, you kill. And here's the thing, if you do not bring correction to your children are going to be one of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, times are hard out here, and people and children in the new generation do not have respect for grandma, the neighbors, or even their elders, just period. They have no respect or no morale or standard, no protocol. You know, when I visited Africa, Ghana, shout out to my Ghanaians, they said that we live by a tradition that still works here in Africa. The African-American community does not live by whoever the elder is, and whatever they say, that's what it is. We do what they say. We follow the wisdoms of the elders, and there's a protocol in the family still. So, you know, we've lost that. We've lost that in our communities and in our families. And so, you know, I just giving food for thought, and I would love to hear your thoughts and your opinions on how we can correct this. You know, somebody's gonna have to change the law. you know, oh man, it's so many battles that we fight every day. You know, at least 350 every day. And so with that being said, these are just food for thoughts. You know, how are you going to bring correction in your home to your family? And how are you going to get back to the old ways of value and respect and morale? You know, there's a scripture that says, you know, what a man think is so it is. And here's the thing. If you don't have a good belief system to think on daily, then you're corrupt, you know. And so, are you a part of corruption, or, you know, are you the light in America? Are you the light, or are you the dark? Because the reality of it is, there's a war going on, and it's good and evil. At the end of the day, there's a war going on, and it's good and evil. So with that being said, my name is Shantae Randolph. How are you going to fix your home? How are you going to add value to the morals, the values, and the standards in your home? Because that's where it starts at. You can't fix another person's home or family until you first fix your own. So I'm signing out. My name is Shantae Randolph. Hope you guys enjoyed this a little bit. Food for thought. And you guys have a good day.